WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Cook County's public health system treats the most vulnerable people, many who are uninsured. But treating so many uninsured patients is straining the county government's finances. Why aren't all the other public and private hospitals in the county helping out by offering more charity care, even while they're receiving huge tax breaks to do so? WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch broke this story, and I asked her first to tell us why the county health system's finances are in such bad shape.
It's really complicated. There are 68 hospitals in the county. The county has two of them, yet they provide 55% of all the charity care in the region. And charity care is medical care that hospitals provide to people who typically don't have health insurance. And then there is this other big pile of bills that the health system doesn't collect. So in total, the health system expects to provide nearly $600 million in medical care this year that it will not get paid for.
Kristen, I'm curious how the budget squeeze that's going on in Cook County is affecting the doctors and the nurses that work there. Have you talked to some of them?
Mm-hmm. So there's this nurse named Consuelo Vargas whose story really struck me. She's a nurse in the ER of Stroger Hospital, which is the main hospital for the county health system. She told me that she gets these stabbing migraines from the stress of the job and that nurses are really burned out from working so much, and that trickles down to the patients.
Sometimes, you know, after you've worked 12 hours doing the job of two and three people, the next day you have nothing to give. And you're not doing anybody a favor by coming in exhausted. That's when you're going to make a medication error. That's when you're going to make a charting error and someone's going to get hurt.
And Kristen, county leaders have been insisting that other hospitals need to step up. Tell us more about that.
So hospitals get big tax breaks as a trade-off for providing benefits to their communities. But they've been treating fewer uninsured people as the county treats more. So these hospitals are doing other things instead, like training doctors, providing medical research, treating people who are low income but have health insurance. And the county says that's not enough direct care to actual people. These tax breaks total at least $390 million a year. It's likely far more because there's a lot of missing information. For example, some hospitals are basically grandfathered in and don't have to report their estimated tax breaks. And there's also this. Hospitals calculate their own tax breaks.
So there's a lot we don't know, but what do we know about the likelihood that other public and private hospitals will actually do more in Cook County?
I think that's going to be a really tough sell because when you treat people who don't have insurance, you don't get paid for it. Look at the county health system.
What's the solution then for the county?
So Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle told me legislation is in the works. It could impact the tax breaks that these other hospitals get. Here's some of our interview.
Well, for one thing, we don't want things like health fairs counted as meeting their requirement. I mean, we want them to deliver service to actual human beings.
She's talking about what hospitals should be doing to get these tax breaks. So step back a little bit and think about why should everybody in Cook County care about this issue? So residents pay more in property taxes when hospitals and others effectively pay less. And then they could be hit up for more money if the government health system ends up needing some. Now, I will say I talked to a lot of commissioners for the story. No one is saying that they would even go after new taxes or tax hike until they get a clearer picture of what the finances really are at the county health system. But we can expect to see some cuts at the health system. The interim CEO is expecting to present a plan pretty soon.
And Kristen, have you talked to hospitals? What's their reaction to all this?
Well, the main lobbying group for the hospital industry, they defended their hospital's tax breaks. They said they do a lot for residents in their communities, even if it's not as much charity care. I reached out to several hospitals. Some told me how much charity care they do provide, and others declined to comment or didn't get back to me.
That's WBEZ's Cook County politics reporter, Kristen Schorsch.